Forest victory at Anfield as Liverpool fall to their first defeat under new head coach Arne Slot. Arne was asked in the press conference whether he was slightly worried about the momentum changing after the international break. Alisson and Virgil van Dijk and Trent out there are really frustrated. The answer was it probably did. We had a few players who really were treading on sand, on eggshells. The energy just wasn't there from Liverpool. Liverpool players and Arne Slot surround Michael Oliver. They're not happy with the referee in the end. But the second half performance, I don't think you can blame the referee overall for that. The second half, basically, we just were not good enough in that second half. The first half, we had chances. Diaz hit the post. The goalkeeper, Sells, almost scored a comical own goal from a catch. He almost took over the line. Salah went close. McAllister and Jota had chances. Arne Slot tried to change it, but it was to no avail. I'm sure Arne, as he applauds the cop, will take a lot from this defeat. But defeat it is. Liverpool 0, Nottingham Forest 1.
That was our commentator Steve Hunter's summary of events here at Anfield as Nottingham Forest took advantage of a Liverpool side that struggled in the first game back after the international break. It ended 1-0 to the visitors. Callum Hudson-Odoi with the goal in the second half of a frustrating 90 minutes for the Reds. I'm Mark Benstead and you're listening to The Reaction. Coming up in this podcast, we'll hear from Arne Slot as well as former Reds Ray Houghton and Jay Spearing, who joined me pitchside for LFC TV's post-match show, and that's where we head first. Right, I guess start from Liverpool's point of view. Didn't things work for us this afternoon?
Well, we talked before the game about coming out and being positive from the first whistle, taking the game to the opposition. I didn't see that today. I thought our passing was a bit slow, too slow at times. We talked about before the game about Nottingham Forest sitting back in low blocks and making it difficult, and Liverpool happening to break them down. Everything that the scenario that we gave worked out because we said they'd keep it tight, and then they would bring on Hudson-Odoi and Elanga, and they were the two players that was involved in the only goal of the game. And Liverpool can only look at themselves, and the manager will learn a great deal today. It's not always about winning that you learn about your team; it's when you lose as well. What didn't we do well today? What was wrong with the team? You learn about players coming back from an international break from playing a couple of games. Suddenly come back and saying that they're okay, they're in good shape. And maybe they weren't as good as they thought they were. So these are things that you learn on as you're doing the job, as you go along. And you learn a great deal today about the Liverpool players, about coming back from international duty and what you'll have to do in the future when they come back from another round of matches for their countries when they've got to come in and play for Liverpool the following weekend after it.
As a player, Jake, can you have it sometimes where you go into a match thinking, no, I feel good, we're all sharp, training's been good, and then for some reason it falls flat. You don't quite have the spark you should have, which was kind of the case at times today.
Yeah, there was. You can have their moments in your career. I think, international break, depending on, I think some of them have been, to South America. The McAllisters for me, I'm not just picking on him, but, he's travelled a hell of a long way to go and play for Argentina. He's come back the first three games of the season. I thought he was so influential in that middle of the park and how Liverpool dictated games. Today, he's just quiet. Maybe it's a long way for him to travel, come back, play. And, of course, the last thing you want to do when a manager asks you a question, are you able to play a fit? You're never going to say no because you want to play. But you do start to then feel it on the pitch. You start to feel out of rhythm. You start to feel leggy. And your brain just might not be ticking as quick as it, with all the travel, the different patterns of sleep, the time zones. So, there's lots of things to put into factor. But no, I totally agree with Ray. I think that Liverpool today just seemed heavy-legged. The pace of the ball moving wasn't as quick as, we've seen in the first couple of games. We just didn't seem to have that killer instinct, especially in the final third. I think the whole team just didn't seem to have that connection and that killer instinct to go and put Forest to the sword.
When things don't start well for you, when you don't quite have that rhythm that Jay's spoken about, can you have situations when then your decision-making, your thought processes don't quite work? We saw it maybe at times today where it's a poor pass, or it's the wrong pass, or it's a slightly too late pass.
Well, you get a bit panicky, and you start trying to do the difficult things. Where Liverpool have been so good, they do it simply, quickly, and then the opposition can't get near you. But when you take it, so you try to be really assured with your final ball, you think, oh, I've got to make this one perfect, and it ends up not being perfect because you're too hesitant, or you see a player that you should pass the ball to, you look at it and you turn away from it because your confidence isn't quite there. during the course of the game. There was a lot of factors that didn't go well today. And I mean, if you looked at the stats, 70% possession of the ball, Liverpool dominated. More attempts on goal than Nottingham Forest, they had five. But we said about first goal is going to be usually important and whoever gets it. You know, we had Diaz hitting the post. That goes in, it could have been a totally different game because then Nottingham Forest would have had to have opened up and come at Liverpool and that would have left even more spaces to exploit. That wasn't the case. The longer they kept it 0-0, they kept in their shape. You know, you didn't see them running out of positions. You know, Ward-Prowse just sat in there. They had players picking up others, both man for man. So they had a game plan that they played to and done it extremely well. So you have to give them a bit of credit for it. But you're now looking at Liverpool as a team that are trying to push to win the Premier League this season. What didn't they do well enough in that 90 minutes? And for me, it was just too slow with the passing. Decision-making wasn't good. Didn't attack the ball in the box as well as we could have done. There was times when balls were being played in, not getting across your first man to get in a position to get an attempt at goal. But as I say, there will be occasions, and you asked G a question about, is there times when you feel good going into your game and you just don't perform? There's actually the flip side of that. Many times I've felt not great going into your game and you played really well. So it's just on the day how you go into the game with your mental attitude and little things that might go in your favour or go against you, and that can just upset the equilibrium when you're playing football at times.
Ray was saying that we had more of the ball and had more shots on target. It's one of the frustrations, though, that those shots on target weren't, in most cases, shots to test the goalkeeper, and that we didn't test a goalkeeper who maybe there's a little bit of a question mark around.
Yeah, I touched base on it with the final third, final pass, but we're getting into the final third, and we mentioned it before earlier that they'd probably be in a low block, mid block. They won't really get out of their shape. They'll defend for their lives, which they did throughout the 95 minutes, 96 minutes that were played. Liverpool had plenty of opportunities. I felt for me was we could have took a shot on a little bit earlier, from 18, 20 yards out. Test the keeper, have a shot. It could become a ricochet, it might go in. The lads that are on the pitch, the McAllisters, the Dominic Szoboszlais, the Trents, the Jotters, Diaz, they can all shoot. They're clinical finishers. It felt a little bit to me, and listen, I'm not being negative, but it felt like we were trying to walk the ball in and make that perfect goal. And listen, I know these players can do that, but sometimes take on a shot. You never know, it might fly in top bin. And yeah, I totally agree. I don't think we tested the Forest goalkeeper enough with the amount of shots that were on the stats.
Ray, you did touch upon it. You have to give credit to the visitors for the way they set up. We spoke about the game plan they had. A lot of teams come and try and implement that game plan and don't do it. Forest did it very well today. Yates very effective in the first part of that first half, and then the way players got back into position was very disciplined through the course of the game.
Yeah, look, listen, they knew exactly what they were trying to do. They were getting in the faces of the Liverpool players. They weren't going to give them time to get the ride up and make the passes. Like the likes of Yates, Ward-Prowse, right on top of whoever they're playing against, nudging them off the ball, just putting them off their game. Not allowing them to dictate what Liverpool have done in the previous three games that they've played. 1-2. Well, you see the game of Manchester United. Manchester United couldn't get near Liverpool because they popped the ball off so quickly, little triangles. Whereas today, the Nottingham Forest players were there. No, you're not going to be able to play that ball because I'm going to be in here. The boy Yates must have got block after block after block out there. I mean, he's one of them lads that will give you 100%. He's not always going to be the best on the ball, but you know what you're going to get from him. That's why the manager puts him in the starting 11, because he'll work for you. He'll do all the niggly little things in the games that you need from players. When you're playing against superior opposition, you're not going to outplay them. But you know what? They're not going to outwork you. And that was the case today. That's what you could give Nottingham Forest credit for. They worked and worked and worked every minute of that game. And the longer the game went on, they actually got more confident. And that's why the manager made the changes and brought on the more attacking players, because he could see that Liverpool were getting a little bit tired, a little bit frustrated. So then he thought, right, now we can have a go at them. And that's how the goal came around.
I said pre-match that I was quite looking forward to seeing Callum Hudson-Odoi and Anthony Elanga. Those words have come back to bite me in the back. So I didn't want to see them do quite so well when they came on. But both kind of showed why they've been at bigger clubs, if we say that, than Forest previously, and why both were talked up a lot earlier in their career. Really talented players who can be really dangerous.
Game changers. That's exactly what they are, and that's exactly what the pair of them did today. They changed the game. You could see, we touched on it that we felt that they'd made changes, defensive changes. They were going to try and stay in the game for as long as they could. They're going to frustrate Liverpool, which they did to an absolute T. The slow game, the goalkeeper taking forever on goal kicks, making fouls, frustrating the crowd. The crowd got turned, didn't turn, but it got frustrated as well as the players did. And when you get frustrated, players start to try and make killer passes, exactly like Ray said. You try and overthink everything. But them two coming on today, I think they changed the game. They were in a low block. They wanted to counter. In the first half, they didn't quite have that pace to attack and really cause Liverpool problems. But with them two coming on, they caused real, real problems in the second half, and Liverpool just couldn't live with it. Both sides as well. I thought Hudson-Odoi was electric going down the left-hand side, cutting inside on both feet, left or right. And Alanga as well. I think he had one opportunity just off the flick on as well. So both of them changed the game for me for Forest.
You just gave them a different perspective. They went from a negative team that weren't really getting forward that often to all of a sudden they had that dynamic moving, that dynamic pace to get in behind you. And that posed problems for Liverpool. Because when Liverpool are giving the ball away in the first half, they weren't getting punished for it because they didn't have the players, Nottingham Forest, to punish them. But all of a sudden, you've got two lads on there now who the first thought is to run forward. They want to run in behind you. You've seen Hudson-Odoi on three or four occasions. He got in behind Conor Bradley when Conor came on in the right back position. And that was just through his pace. You know, as soon as the midfield got it, he now thinks, I don't have to go backwards or square now because I've got a runner. I can play it forward in behind the fullback because Hudson-Odoi is running. They're the different options that they had.
You sort of said at the top of this chat, both of you, that, you know, these are the situations where the manager will learn things. This won't be the only time this season where a team comes to Anfield looking to sit back, soak up a bit of pressure and try and do what Forest have done today. How will he try and get the better of it next time? Do you think, what will he have seen today? He says, you know what, next time we need to do this, we need to do that.
I think he'll dissect it minute by minute, and he'll look at the out of possession stuff, the in possession stuff, how we build. Did we build quick enough? You know, did we have too many people behind the ball? Did we have too many on the top line too early? You know, he will dissect that to an absolute T. He will find out, you know, are players running from out to wing quick enough? Are they running forward quick enough? Are they running back quick enough? Are we secure on the transition? You know, when we're attacking with the ball, are we locked down enough that people can't counter on us properly? You know, he'll learn an incredible amount of that, but also with the players, because, you know, they'll know as well that, you know, teams are going to come here more than likely and more often, apart from the Cities and the Arsenals, and most teams are going to sit back at Anfield because they know what a fortress it can be. So Liverpool have to learn from it. I'm sure they'll dissect every bit of it.
I think the players already know. I mean, when they walked off, they were knowing immediately what they didn't do well enough to do. And that was, have you seen Mo? I've never seen Mo give away the ball as often as he did. Little square balls, you know, he's trying to pick players out on the edge of the box. I don't think he played the ball to one of his own teammates in about eight occasions. That's not Mo Salah, come on. He doesn't normally do that. He'll normally pick the pass out four or five times, but he didn't today. And you can tell he was getting more and more frustrated as the game went on. So I don't think it's a big thing that the manager's going to have to change in the coming games when Liverpool play here against the opposition. It's just pass it quicker. Movement's got to be much better than it was. And then you need support in and around the ball. Decision-making's key. Don't take too many touches when you don't have to. Let the ball do the work. Let the ball move around quicker. Because you can't run as fast as the ball. When you pass the ball, you know, you can't be as quick as the ball. So let the ball do the work. Let the opposition, you'll tire them out. They can't keep going at the pace, you know, like going from side to side to try and block you off. If you're doing it really, really quick, they just can't. They'll get tired. After an hour, that'll be them flat, and then you can start taking over. So there'll be lessons to be learned. But I don't think there's a massive problem. I think it's a simple problem went wrong today, and the manager will sort it out quite quickly.
And as much as the manager learns things about his players after a defeat, the players will learn something about their new manager after the first defeat. They've not seen him after a loss before. They will today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we don't know. They don't know what he's going to be like after a game. Is he going to speak to them? Is he going to scream at them? I'm sure he's not going to scream at them because it wasn't, you know, a bad performance. It was just we were frustrated by the opposition. And, you know, he might. We're all in tomorrow, so there'll be things done tomorrow in a meeting, I'm sure. And then the lads who obviously haven't played, they will train and be ready for Tuesday. Come Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the one positive at the moment. We are entering that stage of the season. We don't have too long to lick your wounds. The games start to come thick and fast.
Get kitted out for the new season at the Liverpool FC store. Shop the new 24-25 season Nike home and away kits, as well as new arrivals to the Nike training collection. You can also shop the latest editions across LFC label fashion for men, women and kids. Shop them today at official LFC stores, online at liverpoolfc.com/store and on the official LFC store app.
We spoke pre-match about the schedule that is coming up, Ray. We had three games prior to the last international break. Going into the next one, it's seven games if you include today. It is more condensed. It is more demanding. It demands more of the squad. I suppose you look at it and take Milan at the equation first, a little glut of home games within that as well, which helps. But this is where you find real things out about your players, about your squad, about your potential for a season.
Yeah, but when you looked at before the ball was kicked against Forest, if you looked at just the league games, Forest, Bournemouth, West Ham, Wolves and Palace, you probably think you're going to win in every one of them. You know, realistically, the way that you've played in the first three games of the season, you know, and you've won them all convincingly. You know, you've scored seven goals. You hadn't conceded before a ball was kicked today. But then you lose this game. And then it does. There's no doubt it'll put pressure on the next match against Bournemouth and then West Ham. The games that you should win. But it's all about your mentality. Look, if you're going to be a successful team, Mark, you know, you're going to have to play a lot of games like that. That's no different to, I would imagine, what Man City have got or what Arsenal have got. You know, the top sides know that. That's why you've got the depth of squad. But your players that come off the bench have to be ready. I was a little bit disappointed with the boys when they came on today. You know, they really didn't make a big difference. And I said before the game, I think we've got different types that can come on and change a game because they're different personalities. They've got different attributes to the ones that started. But when they came on, I didn't see anything. You know, I didn't see any spark at all. I know if I'd been on the bench and I'd been watching the last three games and when they've been playing that well and I get my chance today, so I'm thinking, hang on, I've got a chance to shine here. Get me on the ball. I'd be out there asking for the ball all the time. I want it every moment I could to get on it, to show, hey, I'm going to show you, the manager, what I'm about as a player. I didn't see that. I didn't see that spark. I didn't see the players getting on the ball. And that's what you want to see a little bit more of. They're going to be playing in a lot of the games that we just showed there, you know, and the manager will target some of them because he can't play the same team every game. He'd like to as much as he could. But there's going to be other games that he's going to have to give some of the other fringe players their opportunity because they need game time as well, they need minutes on the pitch. But you've got to be ready. When it's your turn, be ready. You know, don't be sitting around moaning all week that you're not in the team and then you get your chance and you don't take it. That's down to you. As long as you get on that pitch and you've got the shirt on your back and you're in the position, go and showcase your talent that you've got.
And there is a practical impact of an increased fixture schedule. It means less time on the training pitch. You spoke a lot pre-match, a lot of detail about what the manager's been doing with the players when it's been one game per week. He has to rejig what he does. He has to get information into the players more quickly, effectively.
Yeah, he does, yeah. But, like, you know, another thing that he believes in a lot of meetings. You know, he has meetings on a daily basis with the players about what they're going to do in training. You know, I know there's a lot of detail that goes into the games with him, Johnny Heitinger, Aaron Briggs. You know, they watch five or six games of each opposition that they're going to play. The next one is the biggest one for me. You're always looking at your next game. I know, obviously, today's done with. They won't try and go underneath it too much or pull out too much out of it because, you know, the Champions League campaign starts. AC Milan is a difficult game, but then you look at the next couple of games in the league, Liverpool should be going to win all of them, even in the cup game against Bournemouth. Is it?
Bournemouth. West Ham.
We should be winning that as well. So a lot of good games to look forward to, a lot of good ones for the squad to really get ready for. But you know, he won't have a lot of time on the training field, but he'll have enough time that he really wants to get his detail across in the meetings.
I suppose the one plus about the fact that the next game here, Bournemouth and West Ham, neither of those teams in their current incarnations are teams that will sit in the way that Forest did today, I don't think.
I think they will, yeah.
I really do. Do you think Lopetegui's West Ham are likely to?
I honestly think most teams that come here, apart from Arsenal, Spurs, Man United will have a go, Man City obviously, but I think a lot of the other teams, Villa might have a go, but most teams will come here and they'll try to do exactly what Nottingham Forest done today.
Iriola at Bournemouth and you think Lopetegui at West Ham will both?
I think a lot will look today and see what Forest have done and, you know, they'll see what will. Teams will always look at the last couple of games of what Liverpool have just played and go, well, yeah, then what's worked against Liverpool? You know, we could go there. Have we got the capabilities to do what Forest have done? Can we do them on the counter-attack? Have we got pace to bring off the bench? Can we do it in our own single way? Listen, of course, I would prefer teams to come here at Liverpool and go at us because then we know that we can obviously pick them off. We've got the players to do it.
Liverpool are not the only team that dissect the opposition. You know, every club's doing it. You know, everyone's got a lot of staff behind the scenes, you'll be watching videos of Liverpool's games recently and they're saying, right, this is what we're really good at. This is what they're not so good at. What if we play in this manner, get the ball higher up the pitch or whatever the case may be, but they'll have ways and means to try to beat Liverpool. And it won't be, let's go there and press Liverpool. I've seen many a team try to do that and they come unstuck. There's only the very big, maybe Man City can come in and do that and they get away with it, but there's not many. The so-called weaker teams are the ones not as good technically as some of the top sides. They can't come here and outplay Liverpool, but they can come here and work as hard as them, and they can, you know, get into your shape to frustrate them, then try to hit them on the counter-attack. Now, that's worked. Not that Liverpool have lost too many games over the last few years here at home, because they're so good. Normally, I mean, we counted about 14 opportunities today. The five on target. Normally Liverpool got in the 20s, sometimes in the 30s, I've been here. Man United game, we drew 0-0, I think it was last season. You know, they had plenty of attempts, but couldn't break United down for whatever reason. A little bit different, I think, than today, because they didn't have as much chances and clear-cut chances. But what they've got to try and do is get back to what they're good at Liverpool, pressing higher up the pitch, and that might be, you know, some of the players might have come back. And I've talked about even some of the fans saying, oh, it's not a big game today. Well, it turned out it was a big game. It was a game that we lost. And we, you know, in hindsight, you know, whatever, you're thinking we should have won today. People would have been looking at us today thinking, Liverpool should have won. Now, why didn't they win today? What was wrong? So then you start the negatives. The manager won't, I don't think, he'll be bothered about it and he'll be slightly concerned, but he'll look at it overall and then, you know, show some of the players what went wrong, but say, right, this is what we didn't do, but next game is AC Milan. We've got to get our preparation right for that.
Certainly do. We've had our opinion down pitch side on what we saw unfold here at Anfield today, but our opinion isn't quite as important as the manager, Arne Slot. Let's get his thoughts on today's clash. He's speaking with Peter McDowell.
Well, boss, first defeat of the season. Unfortunately, it happens here at Anfield. You'll be hugely disappointed with that.
Yeah. Yeah, with the result, of course, and also with the way we played, because I think... it was not of our standards, let's put it that way.
Are you hoping it might just be a freshness thing after international break and you put your finger on perhaps what went wrong today?
I think it might be a bit too simple. I think you have to look at the way the other team played. Nottingham Forest had a low block. And the games that we played before the other team tried to press us a bit more. So now we had to create our chances against the low block with a lot of ball possession, and we were not able to do that a lot, because I think in the end, if 70% ball possession to only create 3-4 good chances is by far not enough to win a game like this.
And it's a busy week as well, isn't it? A three-game week as well. Sometimes that can be a good thing to get it out of your system quickly.
Yeah, definitely. But after your United game, there were a lot of positives to take, but there were also things we had to improve. And I wouldn't say there are a lot of positives to take from this one, but again, today I saw a team that wanted to compete till the end. We tried to do that from the line, to bring as much players onto the pitch that can score a goal, take a defender out. So there were also things what I liked today, but there were too many things that I and I think we didn't like today. And because of that, we lost the game.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Appreciate it. Thanks much.
Yeah, a man who certainly wasn't shouting and screaming, didn't look angry, but looked disappointed. He had the look of a man who was frustrated, and understandably so. He sets high standards. It's been good so far. Today is a blip.
Yeah, he seems a manager that he's clear in what he wants. He's clear in what he doesn't like and what he does like. And you know, I'm sure, like I said before, I generally think he will dissect it. I think he'll pick out things that he thinks that the team needs to do better. I do agree. I felt it was a good move from him, obviously making the change for Konaté to come out to obviously go to three at the back. So you could see, you know, the whole team on the bench are working as well as the team on the pitch. The fans are working. Everybody was working to try and get ourselves back in the game. But what it comes down to, obviously, we talked about it before, the fact that, you know, we didn't create a lot. And it comes down to that final third. Ray mentioned it before about the Mo Salah one coming inside. He tried to set three or four, maybe five passes inside. It just didn't seem to work. So, yeah, it's the final third for me only that's let us down today.
Yeah, he strikes you as a manager, Ray, that this evening, maybe as soon as he gets home, if not already, as soon as he's done all his interviews, he's got the laptop out with the analysts. He's watching back footage from the game. He seems like that kind of bloke.
I thought he was brutally honest in his assessment there of how the game went. You know, to have 7% possession of the ball when you've only had five attempts on goal. And I wouldn't say they were great attempts. I mean, the keeper wasn't jumped from one side of the goal to the other making fantastic saves. They had a few blocks with the, you know, the midfielders and the defenders through the body in the line of the strike, but there wasn't an awful lot of clear-cut chances for the ball that you had in the areas. It wasn't just 70% possession at the back. A lot of the possession was higher up the pitch as well. It was just sorting out that final pass. As he said himself, there was some decent things that Liverpool done today, but too many bad things. Too many things that went wrong. which he knows they can do a lot better with. So he'll look at that. He'll look at the frustrating part of today's game, the bits where it went wrong, and he'll try and rectify that as quickly as possible for the upcoming games that Liverpool have got.
Yeah, I guess from his point of view as well, you know, it's something we said at the top of this chat. It's learning not just about his players, it's also about the oppositions in the league. And he said then the other teams have come and pressed a little bit higher and been more, you know, onto them. That wasn't there today. Different team, different challenges. You have to have different solutions. And although you'll have known in some ways what to expect by watching them on video, you don't get a full feel until you actually come up close against these sides.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I think that's a realisation for him as well. I think, you know, that he mentioned it there, that the team's pressed a bit more. This team are willing just to sit in, let you have the ball. They didn't want to get pulled out of their pockets. They were happy for people just to pass sideways, not through the lines. And, you know, I do think in times we did cut them down and we did cut through them. You know, we got into their box quite a number of occasions. It just, we didn't seem to have that final product, you know, and for me, that's what it came down to. We did get down the sides, you know, we went over, we went around, we went through. And it's just that half yard or even that half space. I think Jota's chance in the first half when McAllister's played one with the outside of his foot, for me, he has to score. And it just seemed from that moment, it felt to me today that we just didn't have that killer instinct to finish this game off and get ourselves back on the score sheet or ahead, sorry.
All right, there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and their careers on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing for Ajax. And there's lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now. Do make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's.
Back to the Champions League this season for the Reds. A new format in the competition. What do you gents make of the changes? My first reaction was, oh, what are they doing? This is rubbish. But when they did the draw, you saw the kind of variation. I thought, oh, actually, I quite like this. Discuss.
I didn't.
That was quick.
No, I've got to be honest with you. No, I didn't. It just seems protracted, didn't it? Too many games, too much going on. You know, managers have been complaining for a while. There's too many games in football. Now we're adding a few more in the group stages. So we'll wait and see. You know, at the moment, it's something new. And I'm sure, you know, from the fans' perspective, going to different grounds, they all love that, don't they? They love going to a new stadium to go and watch matches. And, you know, we Liverpool, they're going to take the full complement of away supporters.
But that's the real plus to it. If you're playing pluses and minuses to it, the plus is it offers more variety to players and to players and to all sorts of fans, because there was a criticism of the Champions League. It got a bit samey at times. But now you don't play the same teams twice. It splits out, so you play a more variety of teams and more different places to go. So that's the plus. The negative can be, though, it is a bit more convoluted. And if you don't get into the top eight places, you've got more games to deal with.
Yeah, the amount of games for me is an added one, because, you know, these players play at the highest of highest level every single week, and they tune out 60, some of them touching 70 games, you know, a season, which is an incredible ask of them. My only thing I'm a little bit gutted about is the home and away. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you got your four home, you got your four away. You know, the team will be going to Real Madrid away. The team will be going to Bayer Leverkusen away. You know, seeing that different side of playing some top teams away from home. You know, and obviously I know maybe later on in the competition that might come back around. But, you know, in that group stage, you know, you're really looking forward to a home game and an away leg. You know, going to some unbelievable stadiums across the world. But, you know, we have got some decent home games. I'm not taking that away from that as well, Real Madrid and Bayer Leverkusen at home. But, yeah, it's exciting and it's a new way. And, you know, sometimes for me, same old ways is still a good way. But, you know, it's something new and we'll see how it goes.
Some different names in there, the likes of Girona, but also some very familiar names, Real Madrid. And up first, AC Milan, an illustrious name of European football. Maybe not quite what they once were. A slowish start to this season, three games in at the time of recording, they were yet to win. But it does have a bit of glamour to it. The San Siro is still standing. We thought when we went back there a few years back, that would be the last time we could go. It's going to get demolished, but it's still going strong. It has got a bit of mystique about it.
Well, yeah, and, you know, AC Milan are one of them clubs that you look around and over the seasons, they've always been a very strong outfit, you know, and I'm sure even though they haven't started the season in the manner that they were wanted, they're still going to be very competitive. You know, most Italian teams are, you know, you go and play against them, very well organised, well drilled. You know, they know what's expected of them. You know, the home support, you know, very demanding. They want their team to be very, very good. Yeah, they haven't got the funding that they once had or the players, that's for sure. But they'll still give a good account themselves. Liverpool, now, the great thing, and Jay will tell you, when you've lost the game, there's nothing better than everyone very quickly afterwards. So you can get out of your system. Yeah. And what a game it is as well. You know, you want to get off to the best possible start in this group. And you want to get off to a winning start. But it'll be a tough game against AC Milan.
Yeah, we played them, what, 3 years ago. We had the better of them in both games. But, you know, I think at times, particularly as well, you go back to recent tournaments when Inter have gone far as well. Sometimes they can be written off, some of the Italian teams. There's a bit of disrespect these days, perhaps. But actually, they're better than sometimes they are given credit for. And we saw in these games, Milan have something about them. They're not just a team to be dismissed, even though they are on the side of Hullet and Van Basten and Seedorf and all these kind of players.
I mean, of course, you know, people, I think over the time as well, in Serie A, I think last year at Inter, and obviously you look at AC there, the seasons in the league aren't always great, but they know how to play cup competitions. They know how to get the results. They know how to keep go far in these comps. And, you know, it'll be a real difficult one, but, you know, the atmosphere will be incredible. But I look at it from a Liverpool point of view and think, what a game for us to go into next. You know, the Italian way, the game's a little bit slower. We could really go there and go in at speed. A huge reaction from whoever goes and the manager picks to play. It could be a really reaction game. Play quickly, play forward, get in the faces, be fast. You know, we could really go there and set a stall out for the next seven games in the Champions League.
Don't forget, it's Arne's first, you know, European game for Liverpool. You know, he's played the four league games now, so he knows what playing at Anfield's like. He knows what going away, you know, playing against Man United at Old Trafford, going to Ipswich, a smaller ground, and what that brings. But now he's going into a European game against AC Milan at the San Siro. For him, he'll be really looking forward to it. He should be excited by it, as should the Liverpool players. Whoever gets the nod to start in that game, you know, it might not be the same starting 11 that started today, might freshen things up, change it around. But whoever's in the team, you know, once again, I'll come back to, it's your chance. Managers put you in there. Let's see what you can do. So it's for whoever the starting 11 is, it's a opportunity for them to go out and keep the shirt for the next game.
In terms of known faces within the Milan side, Tammy Abraham has just made the move there. I think perhaps got a bit of a raw deal in this country. He looked like a really, really talented player, but one of a long list of players who have come through at Chelsea and maybe not been given the opportunities their talent demanded. He could be a threat if he starts, albeit he's maybe been more of a sub of late.
Yeah, listen, he obviously went through a few loans with Swansea when he was at Chelsea. You know, he had his time at Chelsea. He got a good go under Frank Lampard. And then he felt his time on the pitch wasn't right. He went to Roma, done unbelievably well for Roma, by the way. He scored a lot of goals for them. So he knows exactly what the Italian league is. You know, I'm not too sure, obviously, why he's gone to AC Milan. But, you know, he'll be a real threat. They've got some really good players, you know, they're a good squad, they're experienced, they've got some youth, got some pace. And, you know, and obviously example for today, you know, Liverpool have to be careful of the pace down the sides and obviously be on the counter-attack as well. But, you know, if Liverpool have to go there, we want to set our stall out early doors in the Champions League. We want a positive result and obviously lead into the next week as well.
Mention the new format. We don't really know until we get into it, but is there still a feeling that if you get 9 points, that should be you kind of all right? Or maybe a little bit more needed now to get you into the top echelons?
I think UEFA are trying to get more smaller teams into the later stages, because if you go back in the last few years, it's been the same teams that have been in the last 16, last 8, whatever the case may be. Whereas now, when you looked at the Girona and teams like that, and they're trying to make it a bigger competition, so everyone's got an opportunity. You've got 8 games, what can you do? All these matches you've got, what can you do? Many points can you pick up? Can you get through? As you mentioned about the games that you play at home, the games that you play away. So it's going to be fascinating to start with. I just think it's a little bit convoluted. That's all. There are too many games, in my opinion. And at a time when managers are asking to cut the number of games down, you know, we seem to be going down. Don't forget, we've already had, you know, international matches. We've had 2 international games. We've got another couple coming up in October as well. You know, so you're going to have league games started, league cup games started, international break into the Champions League. For these players, you know, for the first few months of the season, there's an awful lot of matches that's got to be played. And managers are looking after the fitness. And that's when you come down to the strength of squad that they've got, the depth that you've got. How good is it?
That is it from today's episode of The Reaction. We'll be back next Saturday with more analysis and interviews from Anfield after Liverpool take on Bournemouth. Until then, though, if you haven't already, then please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.